Now, from the battles of politics to the battles of Hollywood, which also involve voting. Today, while it was still dark on the West Coast, the nominees for the 76th Annual Oscar Awards were announced. Here with us on Day to Day to talk about this year's Academy Award nominations is Roger Ebert, movie critic for the Chicago Sun-Times and host of Ebert and Roper. Welcome, Mr. Ebert. And let's start here. Are you surprised or disappointed by the list that's come out this year?
I was delighted by the list of nominations and very surprised. The Academy reached far beyond the conventional ground that is covered by groups like the Golden Globes, and they voted almost like one of the critics groups. They showed amazing imagination, despite the fact that this year independent films were supposed to be shut out because of the ban on screeners. They found and honored performances and films that I think many viewers may not have even heard of.
How about the number one nominated film, Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings. Well, Lord of the Rings got 11 nominations, yeah, and Master and Commander got 10. But what is fascinating is that neither one of them got any acting nominations. They could have really pushed it up even higher if, for example, Russell Crowe had been nominated for Master and Commander, which many people expected. In the major categories, which are writing, directing, acting, and best picture, the winner was actually Mystic River, which had 5 nominations in those categories.
How about Best Actress nominee Charlize Theron? You really liked her performance in Monster.
I think it's one of the great performances that I've seen as a film critic, and I'm sure she's going to win. I think that actually we can more or less predict today that the winner for Best Actress will be Charlize Theron, and for Best Actor will be Sean Penn. I think those are pretty much givens right now.
Sean Penn for Mystic River. Here's a bit of that performance.
When I got out of the joint, you know, after Marita died, I remember I was more afraid of my little daughter than I ever was of being in prison.
That's Sean Penn in Mystic River. Isn't that also up for Best Picture?
Yes, and you know, I have a feeling that this year the Academy is probably going to honor Lord of the Rings, not only for Return of the King this year's episode, but for the whole trilogy. But you know what may happen? The Academy has a funny way of not always honoring the director of the Best Picture of the year, and this year I have a funny feeling that Best Director will be Clint Eastwood for Mystic River and not Peter Jackson for Lord of the Rings. Clint has directed, I think, 26 films. He's a major director in addition to being a big star. Peter Jackson is from New Zealand and is less well known. And so I have a feeling that there'll be a disconnect this year between Best Picture and Best Director.
What do you like for Best Original Screenplay?
Well, the two expected nominations are probably Sofia Coppola for Lost in Translation and maybe Finding Nemo. Isn't it interesting, though, that all 5 of these films, The Barbarian Invasion, Dirty Pretty Things, Finding Nemo, In America, and Lost in Translation, are, with the exception of Finding Nemo, smaller films about cultures in conflict. Barbarian Invasion is about a French-Canadian intellectual who doesn't much like America. Dirty Pretty Things is about an African doctor who finds himself working as a hotel clerk in London. In America is about recently arrived Irish immigrants in New York. And Lost in Translation, of course, is about 2 Americans who are lonely in the middle of the night in Tokyo. So here we didn't have any nominations for big blockbuster pictures except for Finding Nemo. And that's kind of about an outsider, too, isn't it? It's about a fish that winds up in an aquarium.
Right. Do you have a favorite movie from this last year that should be on this list in a bigger way than it is?
Well, I felt that Monster was good enough to be nominated for Best Picture for sure. But it was only nominated for the acting performance. I think, in a way, Charlize Theron's acting in that movie so overwhelmed all other discussion of the film that the contribution of Patty Jenkins, who was a first-time director, was perhaps not recognized. I mean, it was just like you think of Monster and you think of Charlize Theron, and you should. One of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
People kill each other every
think that all these people just didn't know yet who I was going to be. But one day, they'd all see.
You seem pretty confident about the way a lot of the decisions are going to come out this year. Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director. Does this seem more settled to you than years past?
Well, I think that I reserve my right, of course, to predict.
Sure.
I make official predictions, but I could be wrong about Clint Eastwood. It may be Peter Jackson. I'll have to decide about that. I know I'm going to have a hard trouble predicting in the supporting categories. So that if you look at the supporting actress category, you have Renee Zellweger in Cold Mountain, and then you have Marcia Gay Harden, and then you have three independent, low-budget films, 13 Pieces of April and House of Sand. And it's a very unusual list. It's almost as if these people really knew what they were doing for a change.
Roger Ebert, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Okay.